Union membership in Indiana dropped about 20% from 2011 to 2012, just as Indiana's right-to-work law, which prohibits union contracts that require workers to pay dues for representation, went into effect. But Indiana AFL-CIO President Nancy Guyot says there are other factors at play which contributed to the drop in membership.
The squeezing of many public service jobs quite clearly seems to be at risk. That's just people losing their jobs. If they had those jobs, they'd probably choose to be union members.
Carmel Republican Representative Jerry Tor, who authored the Right to Work measure, says a membership decline can be both positive and negative. On one side, he says there are some unions that provide valuable training and services for their members.
And there are some unions that unfortunately tend to just siphon money off so the fat cats can go vacation and don't provide that much service.
Tor says Right to Work will help workers unhappy with their union voice that unhappiness by declining to pay dues. Guyot says every union in Indiana benefits its workers and the community at large by helping provide higher wages and better working conditions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.